This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I just want to know. I'm just sort of a suspicious fellow, if you know what I mean. So welcome to the show. And like I said, there's a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Really do appreciate your listenership here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so what do we have in store today? First of all, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. Coming up to a constitutional convention. First time since 1879 in California. You know, it's just one of those kind of things. I think the last time there was really a state constitutional convention was in 1959, if I'm not mistaken. And that would have been in either Alaska or Hawaii, so they were in 59. Eisenhower signed them in, actually. So it would be since then, since 1959, that there was a state convention of this proportion. And this is really just one of several, of course. We're starting to put together the Constitution. We've already done the Declaration of Independence and right in the midst of doing the grievances, of course. Tomorrow is grievance number 23. Of the 40 grievances that we're going to be reading on New California. The grievances against California, and there may be more. You know, we're not, totally set in stone on 40 grievances. We could go up to as many as 95 grievances. Just a little spat of grievances, if you know what I mean. Grievances, really have been historically something big, and of course with New California, we're the only act in town doing it the right way if you want to form a new state. It's really kind of funny. All the others that are imitating us now, Tim Draper, he's tried to imitate us. We got a lot of imitation going on from the other groups, Jefferson and so on. It's really kind of funny the way that they've now sort of figured it out that New California is really the one that's going to has any chance of getting passed the state legislature in California and also within the federal government, getting on its way to Congress, I guess you can say. So that's just sort of the little morning briefing on that one, the primer. They're all starting to follow us, and of course, they're, you know, as we always say, I guess who was it? Jim Brown always said, never turn around, they may be catching on you. And we're not turning around, clearly. So anyway, newcaliforniastate.com, you might want to visit that website. It's being slammed right now. People buying tickets to come to the conference or the convention, the first one. And I do want to put out a little bit of a shout-out that seating is limited in the way that tickets are going right now. And I want to remind everybody that the first-come, first-served tickets go to the delegates that are going to be there. So everybody else, the public, is invited in that regard. But it's going to be tight, I know. But if you do not get in to this one, to this convention, there will be a second and a third one. And we're kind of hoping that the third one is going to be a very, very large venue. At least that's what we're kind of scoping out right now. So, you know, this one is Harris Ranch, California, in Coalinga. Coalinga. I like that word. Coalinga. I like that word. I don't want to get into that. Anyway, but Coalinga is the place for that. And, you know, so anyway, that's going to be on the 21st of July. So you can check it out on the website. And like I said, we're being slammed right now, which is really a good thing. Obviously, the website and also on Facebook, New California State, New California. You can go to that one on Facebook and check out all the different things we have going on there. Also, the website, newcaliforniastate.com, has all the latest news and information that we can bring to you about the new state. NewCaliforniaState.com is the website. Also, I'd like to thank our new sponsor, Right to Voice. Right to Voice, it's the alternative to Facebook, Google, and Amazon, believe it or not. And I'll tell you what, they are just slamming it right now. So go to righttovoice.com, and that's R-I-G-H-T, the number two, V-O-I-C-E.com, if you want to sign up. This is a get, you know, it's a new corporation, new company, and they are starting to really load up. So you're not going to be censored if you're, especially if you're a conservative. That sort of thing is going out the window. Okay, before we get started in the further dialogue here, I've got to have, I was just handed my fresh cup of brew, Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Now, I'm in a little bit of a competition with somebody in Trona, California. You know, if you've ever been to Trona, California, it's not the end of the earth, but you can see it from there, as they say down there. They have a funny little sign, funny signs. As you're driving along, you see a road sign just like you would, you know. This is a town that's south of Death Valley. You've ever been to one of nature's most spectacular sites, Death Valley is it. I mean, it is. It's deadly. It's one of the lowest spots on the earth, and it's very hot, 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 hot. In the springtime, it's absolutely spectacular, though, with all the wildflowers. Excuse me, coffee first. A little tiny town of Trona. I think I talked about this one time on my show. I used to coach football, and we played Trona in football. And they have a dirt field. They come out. It's rather intimidating. They come out before the game, and they steamroll the field with a steamroller. Big old steamroller. You've seen those things. Big old steamroller just rolling along. That's because they have to level it out because of all the divots and stuff. It's a dirt field, I'm telling you. Kids fall down, their face mask hit the ground, and in their eyes, just, and they're miserable in their uniforms. And, you know, the coaches on the sidelines, it's, you know, it's pretty amazing. Anyway, I didn't suffer like the kids did. They really suffered that night. And, of course, we just got our rear ends handed to us, but that's just beautiful downtown Trona. Anyway, there's a street sign on the way in to a road sign, highway sign on the way in. It says Trona, what does it say, end of the earth, 15 miles. And then there's an official state sign for distance to Trona, 15 miles. That's, you know, just, you, listen, when you're a desert ratter, as they say. I was a proud desert ratter myself. I lived in the desert for years. I know what that rat life is like. Anyway. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21. Okay, so the big deal going on right now is the incredible harassment of officials. We've had, if you have not heard, Sarah Huckabee Sanders was in a restaurant, the Red Hen. The Red Hen. The Red Hen restaurant. And, of course, this is what these fascists do. They threw her out. You know, she's in there with the Red Hen. I guess it was Friday night. And they threw her out. They tossed her out. Said, you can't eat here. Goodbye. And the woman, they kind of dramatized the manager. In fact, the manager was at home, apparently, or whoever the purveyor was. She was at home, and the employees called her because, oh, my God, a Trump person showed up in our restaurant. Do we serve her? And so she rushed down. She dramatically rushed down. And so they gathered in the with the chef and everything. Well, what do we do? And they said, do you think we ought to ask her to leave? And the manager said, okay. So this heroic woman walks in and says, excuse me, may I speak to you, please? Like she's just some heroine. Maybe she was on heroin, but dramatic. Oh, it's dramatic. And they're trying to make her out to be some sort of hero because she confronted Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And so she just takes it all in stride and says, sure. She offered to pay. And then, oh, no, we'll cover that. The big thing was, have their dinners been served yet? And of course, the wait staff was holding it up because they, you know, the dictators that they were, they didn't want to do anything that would implicate, be involved with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You know, monsters don't need to eat, right? The Red Hen laid a big egg. Now people are not happy with him. But then Ms. Biondi harassed in Florida. We'll talk about that. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. And use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, Right to Voice, a sponsor for Agenda 21 Radio. Right to Voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E. Do you want a more honest media is the question, and Right to Voice is the way to check it out. So go to righttovoice.com. Okay, and also remember, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Let's see. A few more things just sort of chattling around out here. We're going to get into the Biondi thing and all this other stuff, I think. Here we go. This is this little spinoff. This is from Fox News, and I was looking for this article earlier, and I just didn't get it up on the website, so we're going to make sure that it gets up on the website. This is some of the spinoff from the Red Hen. The Red Hen is a Virginia, I believe. Well, the restaurant is in Virginia. The situation that goes on with the rest of it, though, is a little bit different. You know, the thing in Virginia, it was a private, small, little red house. It was a red house. The hen house, so to speak. The Red Hen house. Get it? That's kind of what they were getting at. Anyway, so the bad news is, of course, there's a whole bunch of other places called the Red Hen House or the Red Hen. And they're now experiencing the fallout from all this stuff. So, I mean, obviously, people are not happy campers. And there's no more happiness, I guess you can say, amongst the gang of people that eat there or own eateries there, right? You can see just sort of the fallout from this because I got to tell you, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is like really popular with people. And so to do this to her, and you're a restaurant, and the story I just told in the last segment stands out really, really strong. It resonates. People, listen, this is what the people on the left don't think. They're doing this yelling and screaming and trying to intimidate officials now. And they just quite don't understand that people have brains and can read, and they can see, and they can hear, and they can figure out that, you know, nothing's worse, especially when you are a Trump supporter, or if you're a converted Trump supporter, and say hallelujah, brother, if you are. We understand. Listen, we're empathetic with you. We have a lot of people that are not Trump supporters that are converted. They're converted along the way. Agenda 21 Radio. Well, you know, we take the conversion therapy business seriously here. And we do, by the way. We absolutely do. And we can say that even though California is trying to prevent us from free speech and having Bibles and things like that. Isn't that interesting what they're trying to do with that? SB 2940, was it 2943 or something like that? That's another thing. That's just a whole other issue. But the Red Hen now is suffering all these abuses and all the abuses that are going on, I guess you would say, with the and clearly there are abuses towards the Red Hen restaurants, but all the abuses that are Trump people are going to take, the popularity of this man is really starting to skyrocket as people find more jobs. See, that's the key thing. People are being given jobs now. People have jobs. And as a result, there's a better place in heaven for everybody, so to speak. So the backlash is building against Red Hen restaurants wherever they are. And there's a chain of them, from what I understand. That is only the one in Virginia. I mean, I'm going to come to the defense of the other Red Hens. It's only the one that's in Virginia that where they took this calculated decision, and the owner actually, or the who was ever the manager, or whatever, rushed down there. Oh, they're not going to let it. They're not going to serve. These people have been so indoctrinated, they just don't get it. Well, of course, you live in a bubble in Washington, D.C. If you've ever been to Washington, D.C. and seen that little scene, you get it right away. Go to the Capitol and you go, oh, my God. It's nothing more than a bunch of high schoolers. Really, it's what it is. It's, you know, with all the palace intrigue and with all the buildings and with everything that's there, you're supposed to be intimidated by it, right? I remember the first time I went to a university when I was, you know, I had gone to junior college. I graduated from high school. I the parking lot at the junior college was so big and so intimidating. I thought, I'll never get across this parking lot. And then when I walked to the parking lot, oh, I was shocked to see the size of the buildings. They were so much bigger. And there were no fences. I had to jump if I wanted to ditch class. There were no fences to jump. So, you know, so I was free. I was free at last. But then when I went to a university, I was recruited by, I was playing football, and they sent me to a university, and my God, that was awesome. The buildings were so big. I mean, and of course it was in a state far, far away from my home state. And so anyway, to make a long story short, went off to a university. It's a big university, and it was intimidating. It was absolutely threatening, and I get this transference, if you know what I mean. But getting back to the whole thing in Washington, D.C., it's kind of like that. You get intimidated by the big buildings, and of course, what's inside the palace intrigue, and you've got all these people walking around. Some people, they've got lumps in the sides of their chest, and you know they're packing. I mean, it's just, you know, one of those kind of, but that's what I mean. The maturity of some of these people in regards to the situational things that they deal with is really questionable. Now, if you really want to see a Circus Maximus, where, I mean, it's a junior high mentality by comparison. This is capital of California in Sacramento State. Go in the building. Just go in the building and walk the halls and go up the second, third, and fourth floors. You'll get it right away. And then watch them in action in committee, and you know, this is governance. It's not. It's not governance in California. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing that we're talking about. So anyway, these people are so ensconced and ingrained, and the workers, the staff members, and again, especially if you've been hired, the new president comes in, a new administration comes in, there's going to be a lot of jobs that they're going to get, you know, that are be dealt out by the new president, the new administration. And of course, what happened with the Obama administration, they made sure, especially with the Bush administration. See, you got to remember, if you take a look at the George Bush, the senior, Bill Clinton, George Bush, the younger, and then Obama as one continuum of events, as a segment of our history in which the globalists really have tried to work their ways and infiltrate the entire federal government, and then by extension, of course, to the local governments. And they did the local governments thing through Agenda 21, not the radio show. We're the agenda for the America's 21st century. That's the way we pronounce. That's the way we look at it. So they've infiltrated all the way down to the local level, and so with money and with incentives, you know, people have been employed. They've got jobs. They've got retirement. And they've got a lot vested in the president who hired him and the loyalties that go along with that, with any kind of policies. Oh, yeah, you know, this George Bush policy articulates with the Bill Clinton policy, and I therefore like it. Even though I was hired by George Bush the senior, I can go along with it. And then there's George Bush, and he's nice, and he's good. And then Obama comes, and you know what? That policy looks exactly, I can support it. So you're hooked in generationally, so to speak, from one administration to the next. And that's what we have in Washington. And that's why, and it's the same with the employees out in the small businesses. You know, that's the same thing that happens there. So here's my point, is that you basically have some very, very immature people that are beholding to their masters. And that's what we have in Washington, D.C. And that's what we have at the Red Hen restaurant. That's the one in Virginia. It's not all the Red Hen restaurants throughout the nation. Just remember that. Just that one. I still have faith in the Red Hen restaurant chains. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 show.
Anyway, so we've got this thing going on now with everybody being harassed and harangued, which is, of course, exactly what we don't want, but this is exactly what's happening. The staffers all around the nation, if you're a Trump administrator, and, you know, next it's going to be radio talk show hosts, I can see it, where the left is going to follow us around, the little minions that they are, and harass us. We're going to go down to the local 7-Eleven. Oops, I'm sorry. They didn't pay for that. They're gonna go down. We're gonna go down there and we're gonna get ourselves a little bit. What are those things called? Those slushies or slurpees or whatever they're called. Well, that's a brand name too. Wait a minute. And so I just go down and get a soda. I want a diet soda. I'm gonna go down there and I'm gonna be followed by a phalanx of haranguers and harassers because I'm a radio talk show host. Of course, having a face for radio gives me some anonymity, if you know what I mean. So Maxine Waters. Man, here's a girlfriend. She never, listen, you talk about a bigot, a racist, somebody who's a classic hypocrite and has never serviced her constituents. You go down to Inglewood. You go down there and you talk to those people. You talk to the people about, hey, have you seen Maxine? Well, we haven't seen Maxine probably in 20 years down here. It's unsafe. She won't come down here in the hood. Oh, no, she has a $5 million mansion. She lives up in the Hollywood Hills area. I'm sorry. Wah, 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 wah. Yeah. That's our little Maxine Water, who's a hypocrite and the racist and the bigot that she is. We got a little clip here. This was her the other day. Keep families... this is her protest and toy drive. A protest and toy... see how they're doing this? You talk about monstrous.
How dare you separate children from their parents? How dare you pull children out of the arms of their mothers? How dare you lie and say you couldn't do anything about...
but you know, with Maxine, sex trafficking for children is good. It's good for the hood. It's good for the cartels who fuels her. Yeah, those little babies that get sex trafficked, Maxine. You know, those ones that your cartels pay you money for.
About it. You're the one who caused it, and you're the one that we're going to make to turn it back, because what you're doing now is lying, lying, lying.
Yeah, that's exactly what she's doing. Is lying, lying, lying. See, this is, you know, I love how, you know, we need to get more Maxine out there because it's such a sideshow, isn't it? And it's totally to distract. Isn't it interesting how she is totally inculcated with all these different cartels out there? Everybody knows she's dirty. Yet she's the first one to, oh, point the finger at somebody else because it's a deflection. It's two-hand Monty. We just, oh, over here, we're distracting. We're stealing from you on the other side. That's what this is.
The American people have put up with this president long enough. Yeah. What more do we need to see? What more lies do we need to hear? It is time for us to say, even though there are those who don't want us to say it, Mr. President, you need to be impeached. But putting this on top of all that he has done, his alignment with Russia and Putin, his love of the dictators of the world, how he has not said one word about the fact that they've tapped into our DNC, underlined our democratic...
They tapped into their DNC. And, of course, we're finding out it was them who did it themselves.
He's not said one thing about it, but he can wrap his arms around another dictator, Kim Jong-un, and tell us we ought to...
oh, Mr. Ong, who, of course, the Obama administration was supporting with weapons. You know, it's like nuclear, you know, missiles, ICBMs. Oh, yeah, that guy. Oh, and who was it? It was Obama's administration that helped to overthrow the Russian-leaning... the Putin-leaning Ukrainian president. And what happened? All these Nazis come in at the behest of John Brennan, another guy who's flapping his mouth all the time. That's how Mr. Ong was getting his weapons, and who stopped it? Looks like Donald Trump.
Swallow it. We're through with you, Mr. President. We're not going to swallow it. We're not going to swallow it. You have disrespected all of us.
We're not going to swallow it, I think is what she's saying here. Come on, girlfriend.
You have violated all of us, and now you have sacrificed our children for your aims and your goals.
Man, sacrificed our children. Maxine, with your behavior over the years, what have you done to protect our children? Anybody's children, Maxine. Well, I know you've ingratiated with your own daughter. She's gotten hundreds of thousands of dollars for some sort of campaign thing. $700,000 or some ridiculous number. Man, you took care of your own, huh? But what about all the other children that have been kidnapped over the years? That have been missing? Been raped? Murdered? Didn't say a thing about it? And haven't said, because why? Perhaps maybe you're a little bit too more involved than what people would like to learn about, right, Maxine?
Just because you want to build a wall, Mr. President, there will be no wall built on the back of these children. You lied. You lied and you said you were going to make Mexico pay for it. They're not going to pay for it. We're not going to pay for it. You're going to find these children. You're going to reconnect them with their families. And we're going to get you out of office.
You know what's really funny is... these people that actually, there's a lot less of them, by the way. And they're all kind of phonyized as well. This is the thing. When you go to these rallies now, the rally that was down there in Sacramento, and again, I saw people that were down there. I saw numerous videos that were taken, and I did contact several people that were down there. And it's the same old, same old. Down at the courthouse, federal courthouse, Matsui building, I guess it was Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday they had a hearing for the sanctuary state status, the lawsuit by Jeff Sessions. And, of course, everybody's out there protesting. There's protesters all over the place. There's 200 at least, you know. Now, protesters being those that are for a sanctuary state, right? There were a few that weren't for sanctuary state, but of course, all these counties and cities and so on have spoken, which has absolutely driven everybody on the left absolutely apoplectic. Not that many, though, and this is the point. If it wasn't for, and again, here we go, if it was not for these individual, the protesters being driven in on buses, busloads of them from Oakland, there wouldn't have been any protesters out there. The only protesters that would have been out there are who? All those that were in support of the anti-sanctuary state law. See, it's being challenged. This is the first hearing that they had in federal court. We reported on this the other day. But these protesters that show up to listen to these speakers, or they are involved, they're getting paid. They're getting paid to be there. So you have to kind of break this thing down. And you know, it's really kind of funny. You've got an interesting mix of protesters here at this particular rally. And reading the body language on many of them, it's kind of like, this can't be for real what they're hearing. It's kind of disbelief about, Maxine. Isn't that interesting? And by the way, there's a lot of white people there. I'm shocked for Maxine Waters. Coming up to a break.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out here, because history is not going to be kind to this administration. But we want history to record that we stood up, that we pushed back, that we fought, that we did not consider ourselves victims of this president. History will record that while he tried to step on all of us, we kicked him in his rear and we stepped on him.
Ah, there you go. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
His rhetoric on immigration Sunday, this time saying illegal immigrants should be sent back to where they came from without due process of law, and likening them to invaders trying to break into the country. Trump tweeting, "When somebody comes in, we must immediately, with no judges or court cases, bring them back from where they came." Trump's tweets came after a week of global outcry over images of crying children and distraught parents separated at the U.S.-Mexico border. The president buckled to pressure Wednesday with an executive order ending the separations, but the government has yet to reunite more than 2,000 children with their parents. Republican Senator Bob Corker on Sunday said Trump's zero-tolerance policy was implemented in a, quote, ready-aim-fire way and was not realistic.
I've just never been a part of a group that hated someone for wishing something better for their life. Maybe they have a little different color of their skin and they speak differently. I just have never hated someone who traveled through tough conditions to try to come to a place where they could realize their dreams.
Critics of Trump's proposal to deny due process say it violates the U.S. Constitution. It comes as House Republicans are prepping for a vote on comprehensive immigration legislation after a more hardline bill failed last week.
And now, with round-the-clock updates from Reuters journalists.
Yeah, that was from Reuters. Boy, isn't that interesting. Corker. I hated someone for their color, their skin, or whatever. Just to throw a little, you know, and of course, Corker is just not a fan of the president. Yeah, it says Trump says illegal immigrants should be deported with no judges or court cases. You know, it's kind of interesting the way that the court has ruled. And I haven't read the article. I was listening to the piece of this before the show, and I said this has got to go in. This proposal drew immediate criticism from illegal analysts and immigrant rights advocates, who said it would violate the U.S. Constitution's due process provision, which applies to citizens and non-citizens alike. In a series of tweets on Sunday, Trump said, "We cannot allow these people to invade our country. Cannot accept all of the people trying to break into our country. Strong borders, no crime." It was unclear if Trump was advocating an expansion of the provision that allows expedited removals of illegal immigrants at or near the U.S. border, a policy his administration has embraced since he took office. Nor did Trump differentiate between illegal immigrants and people who entered the United States and seek asylum protection. The White House did not return a call seeking clarification to Reuters. Of course it didn't. Check your tweets. Now, I get it. I totally get what's going on here. The President of the United States has just forcefully proposed the end of political asylum and no due process for immigrants or migrants. Cheryl Eiffel, President of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, wrote on Twitter. Gellernt, the deputy director of the ACLU's Immigrant Rights Project, told Reuters the administration cannot simply get rid of all process for immigrants. The due process clause absolutely applies. It's not a choice. Well, maybe it is. Authorities can bypass due process protections with the expedited removal policy that allows quick deportations if an immigrant is apprehended within 100 miles of the border and has been in this country less than 14 days. Those seeking asylum must be granted a hearing. I need some clarification on that because, you know, there's this, if you've ever been around the border, and some of the checkpoints are deep within the United States and they, you know, like 100 miles, and there's this, you know, policy of 100 miles where there's enforcement that goes on at the border and then 100 miles inland. And it's all around the country. It doesn't matter if you go to the, you know, if you're on the East Coast, left coast, if you're on the southern border, the northern border, that's the policy. So, and this is what it's saying here. It's not much of a clarify. I need to get this clarified actually for myself too, how the policy works. Because I've been in Arizona, I think it was, or maybe it was New Mexico, and we hit a border checkpoint inland 100 miles, and my wife and I are like going, what's this? Because we hadn't been there before in this particular place, and they stopped us. Are you American? So, yes. Can we see your ID? Yes. And you have to comply with them. I mean, you really do, from what I understand. That it's kind of like it's don't mess with me business. And if you don't, they can pull you over. And you've seen some of these guys that have said, oh, we're going to protect our rights. This is with the Obama administration now. These guys were going around the countryside and pulling into these border stations there 100 miles within the 100-mile vicinity of the border. And they get confrontational. And because they're American citizens, they don't believe that they have to be stopped, pulled over, and whatever. And, of course, when you're asked by them, you have to. That is the law. A lot of people don't understand it. And they were challenging during the Obama administration, so painting the Obama administration as they're the evil ones. It was the Border Patrol actually doing their job, which is what they're doing right now and have been doing. I'm not too sure. The Border Patrol and the border people are totally outnumbered, by the way. That's really what it is. It says, Trump's tweets on Sunday came after a week of global outcry over images. Global, get it? Because it's the globalists that pulled this trigger. I mean, it was far worse under the Obama administration. We're calling this out then. No one said anything. Remember all those people wrapped up in aluminum foil and cages, and then they came out. Initially, the press was using those photos from the Obama 2013, 14, and 15 era and tagging Trump with it. I mean, literally, in cages. And it was all on Obama. It all started with him. By the way, Jay Johnson, I heard on Sunday, the Fox thing, Chris Wallace. And he sounded like he was a Trump administrator. Yeah, Jay Johnson, you know, Homeland Security under Obama. The guy who was really kind of a white man hater guy. Totally different attitude on Chris Wallace's show. I was amazed. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra.
Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Yep, newcaliforniastate.com. We are brought to you by Right to Voice. Right to Voice. R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E. Do you want a more honest media? The left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center has partnered with Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Twitter to determine what conservative groups are hate groups and what news and information is hate speech. Do you want left-wing organizations to determine what you read and say? Well, then try Right to Voice, that's R-I-G-H-T, 2, the number 2, voice.com. That's righttovoice.com. We don't push an agenda. We include all sides, and you can make the choice on what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. Very important these days, they do not sell your data. Right to Voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E.com. It's the only place you will get all the news. Anyway, they're one of our sponsors, and we really do appreciate their sponsorship for us. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Got a lot of things going on. We're going to be hearing in the third hour, actually, we got an interview coming up with live interview with a Trump advisor and a campaign advisor, who's going to be joining us in the third hour. Aha, keep you in suspense as to who it is. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And like I said, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. Remember, we are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.